Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so do enjoy those on us. That, again, is freetalklive.com. I don't know, Mark. Should we start with the drunken astronauts, or should we start with the new outrageous pot propaganda?
I like drunken astronauts.
All right. Well, according to the AP, after drinking heavily, an astronaut flew on a Russian spacecraft and another was cleared to launch on a space shuttle, according to interviews by a panel of outside experts, the panel's chairman said on Friday. In the case of the shuttle, the mission was delayed for mechanical reasons, and the astronaut, who was drunk, wanted to fly a jet from Florida back home to Houston.
Woo!
Yeah! Richard Bachman Jr., the head of the panel created to assess astronaut health, said he didn't know the outcome. Quote, I love this statement here. In none of these can we say factually they did or did not occur. Now, what are you investigating then anyway? He added, speaking by telephone to a news conference in Washington, he said it was not the panel's mission to investigate allegations and that NASA would have to ferret out the details. And I'm sure they're going to do a bang-up job of
right.
that.
Right. The same people that allowed these astronauts to fly drunk in the first place will do a great job of investigating.
The independent panel was created by NASA after the arrest of astronaut Lisa Nowak on charges she tried to kidnap her rival in a love triangle.
Don't forget the diaper.
What?
She wore a diaper from her on her trip.
Oh, really?
I think it was Houston. I couldn't tell you for sure.
Well, maybe she's incontinent.
No, she wore it so that she wouldn't have to go use the bathroom on the trip. She wanted to make sure she got there as quickly as possible.
Ew.
Interesting.
just like an astronaut might wear a diaper flight.
You really have to. I mean, I've never worn an adult diaper before, but they would really have to. They'd really have to be pretty bulky, wouldn't they? They'd really have to be absorbent.
I think it's likely.
Because adults do a little bit more down there than little kids do as far as volume is concerned.
Yeah. Yeah, you could
try to be as clinical as possible here.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't imagine walking around.
I can't respond to it. I'm sorry.
Like, I can't imagine.
I don't imagine she did much walking around.
That's a lot of weight as far as around your...
Are you just talking about the diaper or the diaper and its content?
No, if it's full.
I bet she really hopes she didn't get pulled over.
Oh, my goodness. NASA said it's unaware of any astronauts who were drunk before a flight, but it was investigating. Deputy Administrator whoever said the panel provided no details and didn't verify the troubling revelations and promised the space agency would pursue the truth. We're going to pursue it for 5 seconds. All right, we're done. No more pursuing. Bachman, an aerospace medical specialist with the Air Force, said his panel deliberately didn't seek out pertinent details such as exactly when the heavy drinking occurred. The overriding concern, he said, was that flight surgeons were ignored. Quote, there's certainly no intent to impugn the entire astronaut corps. We don't have enough data to call it alcohol abuse, and we have no way of knowing if these are the only two incidents that have ever occurred in the history of the astronaut corps or if they're the tip of a very large iceberg. NASA has long had a policy that prohibits any drinking in the 12 hours before an astronaut flies a training jet. The space agency says the policy has historically been applied to space flights, too, but as a result of the panel's report, the rule will officially be applied to space flights. An astronaut code of conduct is also now in the works.
I don't know. They say that you can't drink 12 hours before flying. I mean, it sounds like these guys were tying one on. Heavily drinking is the terminology used here.
That is the term.
I think about some of the times when my last drink was, 12 hours ago, and I had drank heavily in that time frame, and I don't think I'm ready to fly at 12 hours.
Not barely ready to drive, let alone fly a space shuttle.
Yeah. I think that, if it's 12 hours for aircraft pilots, let's go crazy and say 24.
36, yeah. Maybe even?
Fine.
Throw caution to the wind!
Mm.
Here you go. the astronauts drunk before flights, possibly...
I mean, we have a rule here on Free Talk Live. You can't imbibe any mind-altering substances during the day prior to the show. Isn't that correct?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, we never really had a specific rule, but we did have a co-host at one time who came to the studio a little drunken, it didn't make good radio, and so I asked him not to do that anymore. We haven't had that problem since then.
I've always considered it a policy of Free Talk Live that I not imbibe any kind of a mind-altering substance. For me, that means beer.
You did come up with that one time. There was an idea you came up with a while back that you had shared with me. It never actually came to fruition, but you had wanted to, I guess, go into a parking lot with the police department.
Oh, yeah.
And get, like, drink five shots or something like that.
And just see
how you drove.
Yeah. DJs have done this in the past, and I just thought it would be interesting to do such a thing, to do a drunk driving test, see how it goes. Because what they do is they do shots, but the thing is I just don't want to have a headache, Ian, and that's really the problem. I don't want to drink a whole bunch of shots to the point that I'm really messed up and have a headache. No, not interested.
So what's the issue here? I mean, beyond the old issue of, well, let's get NASA, get rid of it, let's get the government out of space travel. I mean, can we address this from any other perspective beyond that one?
Well, I mean, government agencies are going to protect their own before they protect the taxpayers' dollars. The taxpayer is not being protected here. All our money is a huge amount of money is being invested in NASA, and they're protecting their astronauts that are drinking heavily before within 12 hours of they're drunk while flying space shuttles.
You know, NASA didn't want this to get out, right? I'm sure they were very upset that they even bothered hiring this independent panel or appointing this independent panel, because that's why this came out. They appointed this panel to investigate the astronaut who was kidnapping her rival in a love triangle, or trying to kidnap her rival. So somehow, in the process of this independent group investigating
that... Which, by the way, I see no reason that NASA should have been involved in that anyway. I mean, the simple fact that one astronaut was in love with another astronaut and went and shot with a BB gun a woman that astronaut had relations with, I don't see that... I mean, if they worked for Greyhound, would Greyhound have investigated this? I mean, it's the simple fact that they're astronauts... It's newsworthy, and the diaper, that made it all newsworthy. I don't know. NASA shouldn't have been investigating it anyway.
Well, so this information has come out. Inevitably, if this was NASA that had uncovered this information on its own, we wouldn't have been. It would never have seen the light of day.
Absolutely,
it would totally have been shoved under the rug. I don't even know if they would have even dealt with it internally. You know, who knows? Maybe they wouldn't have even. Maybe they would have disciplined the guy and. Maybe there will be some discipline handed down as a result of this. I mean, they are saying that they're going to implement an astronaut code of conduct.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
I wonder if that'll be as successful as the list of things that NASA intended to do by whatever date. Have you ever seen any of these lists?
Yes. Harry Brown has that list in his book, The Great Libertarian Offer, the list that shows their goals for the space program and how they haven't even come close to reaching them.
Mm.
That list?
Yeah.
Yeah. NASA is a dismal, pathetic organization. Everybody seems to just have this worshipful attitude towards them because they're exploring space. But they're doing it at a price tag that's probably 20 times larger than is necessary, maybe even more than that. It's incredibly inflated because of the usual situation that applies to bureaucracies. They're not responsive to the marketplace. They don't have incentives to do things right. If they blow $1 billion, they'll get another billion.
Right.
So
even worse
matter.
With NASA, nobody has anything to compare what NASA does with anything else. I mean, they build spaceships. At least when you're
We do have a comparison now because the private space industry is open.
Up until now, we have not had it.
And when you do the comparison, it's striking.
Whereas a state government that's building a road or something like that, people can get their minds around how much maybe a road should cost.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas they can't get their minds around, what should a spaceship cost? Who knows?
Right. $5 billion, there's a certain dollar amount where people's minds just, they don't compute.
Yeah.
What is it, Julia? Weren't you telling me this the other day, like 1,000
or $10,000? I can't remember what the number is, but Penn and Teller did an excellent episode on it, and it was called Numbers, and it was just about how at some point in time, numbers get too big for people to even understand.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the fact is, this organization, this government bureaucracy, is just as slow and competent and stupid as other ones. It just happens to have a few more eggheads, so maybe it's a little bit more intelligent, but it doesn't make it more efficient. It doesn't make it less bureaucratic. It needs to go. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms? You need the Sacrowedgie Sacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit the website at sacrowedgie.com. That's spelled SACROWEDGY.com or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free. And those features include live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version, both waiting for you on the house at freetalklive.com. Opportunistic lawyers, judges, future ex-spouses, disgruntled ex-employees, and meddling bureaucrats. These people want your money, home, and car. What have you done to protect yourself? At KeepYourAssets.net, they're experts in sheltering your wealth. Go to KeepYourAssets.net and take their asset protection crash course today. They'll show you how to keep your assets. That's KeepYourAssets.net. Let's go to the phones to the fun amplifier line. Brian in Colorado, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey there.
A week ago or so, maybe a week and a half, I'm getting behind on my podcast, you were talking about cigar tax. They're going to raise this tax from a nickel to
$10,
$10 or something like
up,
that.
Up to $10. They're looking at a maximum of $10. I don't know if it's really been nailed down, but that's it's in the cards.
Oh, man. What, a 20,000% increase in the tax?
Right, and that's a federal tax. There's obviously state and local taxes then on top of that.
Okay.
And you should be happy about it, citizen, that we didn't raise it more.
Well, I've been smoking an occasional cigar since I was, in high school, and I got an early kind of preference for Cuban cigars. And I've tried to smoke the, Jamaicans or even the Dominicans, and they're getting better. The American cigars are just horrible. But I have been getting Cuban cigars. You know, whenever I leave the country, I always come back with a box and, risk getting busted by customs, if they catch you with that.
How do they not catch you?
Well, you take the labels off, for one thing.
Ah.
And if they do find them, they've got to prove, or, they just take them. It's customs, after all.
Right, right.
But, a few years ago, I hooked up with a company in Geneva. And now I'm working with a company in Grand Bahamas. We were on our honeymoon a couple of years ago. And that's where I'm getting them now. And they ship them by FedEx.
So the people in the Bahamas are getting them from Cuba and then shipping them to you via FedEx.
Right. Actually, Grand Cayman in this case.
So there's a business, a business has sprung up black marketing Cuban cigars because
absolutely.
They're outlawed.
Well, the cigars are outlawed, but also, if this kind of tax takes off, $10 a cigar, I don't even pay $10 for the whole cigar.
Hmm.
These guys are going to be sitting pretty down there because they can charge, an extra $5 and still be cheaper than the cigars that are illegal to get in the U.S.
Yep. See, this is the thing that the politicians and the bureaucrats don't figure in when they're doing their math. They say, well, this is how many cigars are being sold here in the United States that are reported. So we can expect to make this much money if we tax them $10 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
How they do their math. And it's, once you tax it, then a certain amount of people are going to say, I'm not going to smoke that cigar today. Some people are going to say, I'm never going to smoke another cigar. And some people are going to say, I'll just get my cigars through some, offshore cigar company. They'll still sell cigars, absolutely true, but not as many.
Maybe your local weed dealer will start selling them too.
Yeah. Marijuana is a gateway drug to the cigars, or vice versa. What happens then is they say, okay, we're going to do $10, times how many million cigars, and we're going to fund this program for this many millions of dollars. It's in the budget. Now, when the tax causes the demand, the sales of these cigars to drop off by half or two-thirds, then they're going to have to make it $20 or $30 a cigar.
When the cigar companies out of business and the only cigars that you can get are black market cigars?
Right. When
is there a war on cigars at that point?
Well, I don't pay any federal tax at all now. I don't even pay the nickel because I get it, on the black market.
Good for you.
Already.
That's awesome.
Not because of this tax, but just because of the Cuban embargo.
Right.
And I happen to like those cigars better. And he takes the bands off, my friend George. He takes the bands off and puts them in a box that says 25 Churchills, Grand Cayman made in Dominican Republic. and then he ships them through FedEx, and I get them like 2 days later. They're still
sweet.
Nice and fresh. And then I get the bands in a plain envelope the next day or a couple days later. And so I just glue them back on if I want.
That's funny. Very cool, man. And good luck with that. I hope you don't get investigated as a result of this phone call, Brian. All the feds listening to the show, they want to track you down.
If your name is, in fact, Brian.
Yeah, that's a good point. Hey, Brian, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. So, yeah, I remember when we were reading that story, one of the reps from the cigar companies, one of the cigar companies in Tampa, well, basically said, well, you know, if this keeps up, we might just shut down operations.
It's likely to put out of business the fringe cigar companies, the little ones that are kind of hanging on, the one-man operations where, you know, he just, in his spare time, rolls some cigars to make some money.
Or just importing them or whatever. And yeah.
Could very well.
Not good. 800-259-9231. Are you a cigar smoker? And if this goes through, this new proposed $10 tax, that's per cigar. Even if it's $5, it's tremendous. That would be a 10,000% increase.
How much does a cigar cost?
That's a question for Mark.
I mean, I know it depends on the cigar.
It really does depend entirely on the cigar. But you can spend $5 to $20 on a cigar. You can go to the drugstore and spend $2 on a pack of five, but they're not exactly the same
quality.
So
if they had a $10 tax on a $5 cigar, you're paying more to the state than you are for the cigar.
That's
right.
Correct.
That's insane.
They don't care whether they run cigar companies out of business. They want people to not smoke them. They think they're stinky.
So my question for you, if you're a cigar smoker, is if this tax goes through, and it's inevitable that they're going to increase the taxes, if it goes up to $5 or $7 or $10 a cigar, what's that going to do to you? How is that going to affect you? And Mark, you buy sort of the cheapy cigars, right?
You know, and sometimes I'll splurge and get the expensive ones. But
nightly basis,
I'm thoroughly addicted to the cheap cigars. Yeah.
What do you spend per week on cigars?
I don't know. I have never considered the number. Let's say 10 cigars, that's two packs.
So you smoke two a day?
Five.
One to two a day?
Yeah, 1 to 2 a day. $5.
$5 a week, but there's 10 cigars there.
Likely it will not go into effect on those cigars.
Oh, really? Okay, that's right, because it was for premium cigars.
Right.
Huh.
It wouldn't make any sense to take a cigar that essentially costs 35 cents and add $10 in taxes to it.
I wonder if there's somebody who's pulling strings. Like, are the cheap cigar manufacturers, you know, are they bigger? Are they doing more business than the premium cigar manufacturers? Are they more politically connected than the premium manufacturers? Why are they targeting the premiums?
On those? I can't imagine for a second that the cheapy cigars are, you know, using the government to target the premium cigars.
Well, because the article is only about the premium, so you're suggesting that maybe the cheapy cigars are going to have their own tax increase. It just may not be as drastic.
It's my understanding that it's supposed to be, the proposal's for 50. It's a 50% tax on per cigar with not to exceed $10 per cigar.
50%?
Yes.
Now, is that only on the premiums or on every cigar?
It's on premium, but you know what makes
and
them
how
decide
do you premium? Define a premium? Is it the quality of the tobacco? Is it like an A-grade, B-grade kind of tobacco?
No.
There's no difference? What makes it premium? Is it the wrapper?
I couldn't even tell you what defines premium.
Is it the cost? The level of cost?
Yeah.
You're supposed to know these things. You're a cigar smoker.
What's the difference between cheap wine and expensive wine?
I don't know. Yeah, you're right. Good point. The bottle. More on the way. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies.
1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-422-0488. That's 1-800-422-0488. 1-800-422-0488.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminate the viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1 month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547. 179547.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, we give them away, so enjoy those on us. Some of them include the updates. Get signed up for the updates, and we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. You'll know first if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
Let's go to the phones to the fun. Doug in Australia, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Doug.
Hello. Can you hear me very well?
We've got you. What's on your mind?
That's great. Look, it's a pleasure to talk to you guys. I've been listening for years.
Thank you.
I've got to throw a question at you. Here in Australia, we have quarantine laws, and that's playing devil's advocate for liberty. For the Liberty Cause, when I'm talking to my friends, that one always comes up. And although I can't stay and talk to you because my ferry's coming around the corner, I'd love to hear you guys talk a little bit about some Liberty ideas for how you would handle quarantine, and then bringing a species into a country like Australia, which is an island, which would then go through and destroy the environment. If that's come up before, I've never heard of it. So if you could talk about that, that would be awesome.
That's an excellent question, and thank you for the call, Doug. We appreciate hearing from you. Quarantine laws. This is a new one.
Quarantine ferries. What is he talking about there?
He's catching a ferry, and that's why he had to go. Plus, he's on an international call, which I'm sure isn't cheap. But on top of that, quarantine laws would seem to be a property situation, wouldn't it? I mean, as far as, you know, down in Florida where we came from, there used to be some trees that weren't exactly native. And
all kinds of them.
Right. A lot of people complained about their existence. And but they're there. What can you do about it? I guess if somebody brings a plant onto your property that you don't like, then...
Well, I think plant is probably the least of their worries. At least plants are stationary and you can go out and chop them down.
Mm-hmm.
Animals?
Yeah, animals. In Australia, they wild dogs they've had problems with. All kinds of animals that they have running amok there that they're playing havoc with their ecosystem. Things are changing in Australia.
Right.
And, you know... I must say that when it comes to quarantines, governments, programs trying to keep certain animals out, diseases out, that kind of thing, it is a difficult issue to address from the side of freedom. Take this one on for a second. I'm not saying this is the solution. Just let's take it on for a second. The world is a shrinking place, so it's shrinking for animals, plants, as well as humans. Because of travel, things are changing, and likely the more dominant species will win out in certain areas. Now, Australia has spent a long time, it's a very large island that has managed to not have a lot of, once it broke off from Pangaea, it didn't have a lot of influence from the mainland. So they got platypuses and kangaroos and koala bears and all kinds of things that you just don't see the rest of the, in the rest of the world. Well... When you start introducing new types of animals there, these animals and plants are going to be competing for that same piece of ground,
right? The resources.
And the winner is going to win, and the loser is going to lose from an evolutionary standpoint.
So I guess the issue would be somebody either negligently or on purpose bringing in a new beastie and setting it loose in the wild,
this
right?
This happened in Florida with the Oscar. Are you familiar? Remember the fish that I had in that tank, the white one and the black one?
No.
That I named Jules and Vincent after the two killers in Pulp Fiction?
No.
Anyway, these Oscars got loose in Florida, and you know they've just basically run out. They've infested the Everglades and all the waters down there. They're prevalent everywhere.
Them?
I assume you can. I hear they're not that good.
Hmm. Well, okay. So somebody brought an Oscar in from wherever and dropped it in the water, and it took over.
Mm-hmm. Right?
I have a hard time.
Wait, hold on. Wasn't the government around then?
No, they were not around watching. Oscars, you can still buy them everywhere in Florida and anywhere else.
Okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's okay. I was going to say exactly just that I have a really hard time believing that the government actually succeeds in preventing animals and plants from coming into certain places.
Well, they do to some extent, just like they do with the drug war.
Right.
I mean, they can capture some of the drugs, but it's not all of them.
It's a very big screen with very big holes.
It reminds me of when we moved from Florida to New Hampshire and we had to pass through one of the weigh stations.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the border, there was that plant station where we were supposed to get inspected
an agricultural
to make sure
station,
we didn't have any weird plants that we were leaving with,
right.
And there was nobody there. I mean,
yeah,
nobody
was there.
Open.
It was the weekend. I think the entire time
we had one way station.
Right, the 1,500-mile trip up the coast of the United States, we stopped at one way station.
Your U-Haul could have been full of pot. They would have known.
Full of plants or beasts.
Yeah, plants or beasts.
And I recall there was a story that we read a couple of years ago on the air about a bird smuggler
yes.
who was caught with like three birds strapped to his legs in his pants. And
how'd he get caught?
Well, I don't know. But you know, the point is,
the chickens started clucking. That's how.
The point is, there are these stories that come out from time to time. I think somebody also got busted with a bunch of dead birds in a suitcase or something like that. I mean, the reason why they're bringing these birds in is because they're prohibited.
Right.
And there
people
are...
People want these exotic parrots.
There are collectors of exotic animals that will pay whatever the price is on the black market in order to get one of those birds into their home, into a cage.
Mm-hmm.
And so, believe it or not, I mean, it's hard to even fathom, right? Because everybody knows there are drug dealers. And everybody knows there are prostitutes. but not too many people come across the stories about the bird smugglers or the animal traders, the black market animal dealers. There are people who are just as violent and dangerous as those who are in the black market and the drug trade dealing with animals.
I don't know if they're quite as... There's not the demand, so...
Well, not
the,
every dealer in the drug trade is violent and dangerous either. So
no, but it's going to draw the... The largest amount of money is made in illicit drugs, not in illicit animals.
That's true.
So the money...
But there's enough money in it to make them get into the game.
I'm not telling you that that you know illegal animal smugglers haven't shot people before. I'm not saying that, but
I'm not saying they have. I'm just saying they have. Well, it takes a certain type of person to get into the black market as a dealer of whatever. You're taking on a tremendous amount of risk. I mean, I don't know what the penalties are like for smuggling a bird across the line of the border of the country. I can't imagine it's a slap on the hand.
No, I knew a guy in prison who got 2 years for killing an alligator.
Customs takes things like that pretty seriously. So it takes a certain type of personality, somebody who understands they're breaking the law. They understand that they stand to profit fairly well from successfully breaking that law. And you and I, we don't really know what the black market prices are for these birds. It could be $1,000 a bird.
I wouldn't doubt it at all. Actually, $1,000 a bird doesn't sound crazy to me. My mother used to sell Rottweilers and Dobermans that she would, you know, these show dogs that she would breed, and she'd sell them for more than a grand. Puppies.
Right. So I actually feel like that's possibly a conservative number as far as the price on these things.
It could be.
But let's use that number as an example. $1,000 a bird, if you can sneak 10 of them across the border, mm-hmm. You've made more money than one trip than the average American worker makes in half a year or a third of a year. So there's tremendous profit incentive, but there's also a very high risk, especially. I mean, it's one thing to take marijuana from Arizona to Florida. Then you're traveling in the United States. You aren't going to be as subject to as much scrutiny as coming across international borders.
Right.
So the risk is higher with this illegal animal trade. So my point is, they're doing it anyway. The government quarantine laws exist, and all they serve to do is to make things a little more difficult for people, increase risk, and thereby increase the profits for the black marketeers. Does that solve the problem of quarantine? Does that solve the issue of unwanted beasties running around, killing other beasties? No. The government hasn't solved that problem, and I don't think they ever will. So let's get the government out of it and return people to private property ownership and let them control what is allowed and isn't allowed on their land. That'd be the best we can do. Love to hear your thoughts on it. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
If you suffer from diabetes, this message is for you. Wouldn't it be great if you could find a safe and effective way to help control your blood sugar and maintain it at a safe and normal level? Well, now there is a way with the Diabetic Breakthrough Pack. This is a specifically formulated dietary supplement validated by numerous independent university studies. The Diabetic Pack is totally safe, has no known side effects, and it gives your body the important essential nutrients it needs to function properly. And most important, clinical double-blind studies showed a 31.9% drop in blood sugar within 30 to 60 days. Order the Diabetic Pack today. You have nothing to lose because the Diabetic Pack comes with a 90-day, 100% money-back guarantee. And for less than $4 per day, isn't it time you get your life back? To order, call 800-595-2711. That's 800-595-2711. Or visit thankyou.diabetesdefense.com. Control your life again with the Diabetic Pack.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control toll-free. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. Inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. But if you want to help support the show, then you can go and shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. There are 41 categories to shop in. Pretty much anything you might need to buy for life, they sell it at Amazon, and they sell it at a pretty reasonable price with free Super Saver shipping on a number of their items. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, surf around, browse through, look at some of the product reviews, add them to your shopping cart, and they'll be delivered to your door. And a percentage of your sale goes to benefit Free Talk Live. Really, what could be better? Amazon.freetalklive.com. Let's continue with the phone calls and go to Neil in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Neil, hello. Neil in California, go
ahead.
Hello,
I'm here.
Hi, Neil. What's on your mind?
Hey, yeah, I wanted to comment on this whole animal control deal. I think you guys are missing the whole private protection aspect of all of this. People are going to be interested in protecting the animals that they want to keep around on their property. So if there is another animal that's going to be introduced into the wild, there's going to be a vested interest, and there are going to eventually be bounty hunters that will hunt down these foreign animals that will be invading the territory.
Theoretically, I suppose that's possible.
I see that as possible, but I see there being entirely problematic being one of these bounty hunters.
Oh, yeah.
Suppose I'm put up in business as one of these bounty hunters here in New Hampshire. I think the only feral population we have are feral domestic cats.
Right.
But and it's my goal. I have a philanthropic goal to rid New Hampshire of feral cats. And, I get people behind me who don't want to have feral cats and people that want to, in fact, eradicate them and whatever means necessary. I get money and all that stuff. But I have to get the permission of every single landowner that I, on whose property I need to go in order to get one of these feral cats.
Yes.
One of them is bound to be a tree-hugging, save the puppies kind of person who says, you can't come on here. One out of every 100 is likely to be this kind of person. So the feral cat populations are going to learn that they can go on these people's property and breed willy-nilly there, and you know, what am I going to do about that?
Okay, well, I think the point is, say for example, you know, you have somebody who owns a forest, for example, and the animals that have come onto this forest there needs to be some sort of eradication of these foreign animals that are,
yes,
they're taking over his property. He's only going to have jurisdiction over his property. I mean, he's not going to have jurisdiction over everybody's property. So if he has a vested interest in getting rid of these animals, somebody else is going to step up to the plate and say, I'll get rid of them for you. Whether or not those animals are on somebody else's property is to be decided. I mean, it's not necessarily a matter of getting everybody's permission, but only the permission of the people, of the individuals who are running into this problem on their land.
The ones that want the cats removed.
Are you exactly proposing midnight incursions onto people's land to kill cats?
No. I'm not saying that at all.
Okay.
I'm saying the people who own the property that are either going to want these animals removed or not. And if they see a good interest in having these animals removed, they're going to hire somebody to remove them. I mean, when you were talking about the situation with the fish in the lakes in Florida, I mean, that's public land. Nobody cares about it. They just dumped the fish in there, and
good
it just
point.
Took everything over. If that land was privately owned, somebody would have a vested interest in making sure those fish are removed so that there are still good fish left for other people to come
and fish. They'd be able to stock the lake with whatever they felt was appropriate, and similarly, if they owned a plot of forest, there are organizations like the Nature Conservancy, as I understand it, that purchase plots of land for the purposes of protecting them and giving the animals that live there a safe place to live where they won't be poached or anything like that, or they won't be hunted or killed. And so, Mark, even if you had this philanthropic goal to eliminate all feral cats, if not everyone shared that goal, well, too bad for you. You know, you'll get some business from the people that don't want the cats on their property, and that's how you know.
The answer really is cat bait. you know, in the same way that you give the bait to the ants and the queen dies and the whole mound dies. That's really the trick.
Right, because if the cat comes on the property of the person who's willing to put the bait on it and then carries the bait back, what can you do about that?
Yeah,
the cat did it.
It's sad and everything like that. I think that probably a much better way to go about these things is to catch the cats in little cages and neuter them or spay them, depending on their gender.
There you go. Neil, did you have any other thoughts?
No, just wanted to bring that point up.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. So just to recap on this whole quarantine issue, the government isn't doing a stellar job of keeping animals out of the country. The fact is the black market animal trade is alive and well and very profitable. So let's just turn it over to the marketplace and see what interesting ideas come about. I mean, we're not experts, okay? We don't catch and trap animals for a living. We're not biologists.
Nope.
You know, we don't know. I don't think you are, Julia, a biologist.
No.
Don't look like one. You do wear glasses, so you look smart. But
biologists look like certain.
I don't know. But so we're not experts on this. We don't know how the marketplace would structure itself in order to protect people's property from unwanted animals. But inevitably, there are ways to handle this. I mean, farmers have people that raise sheep and other animals that are just easily slaughtered have problems with wolves and other beasts from time to time that will jump fences and come in and slaughter the sheep and kill the herd.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know. What do they do in that instance? Do they camp out in the backyard and wait for the wolf to come out or
yes.
hire somebody?
That's
or
the answer to that.
There is a service. There is something those
and
people
can
do.
And they put out coyote bait and all kinds of things like that. Yeah.
So, the market has handled that problem. Let's let the market handle the problem, if it is a problem, of foreign animals coming here. There you go. Let's go to Puke in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Puke, hello.
Good evening.
Hi, what's on your mind?
I wanted to clear up the cigar thing. A premium cigar usually means a cigar that is hand-rolled using a aged tobacco.
Leaf.
Yes.
So if it's rolled in a machine, then it is not premium.
Yeah, the difference is, like, the cheaper the cigars, usually, and the smaller as well, it's made by a machine using just kind of like bits and pieces of chopped up tobacco, whereas a premium
often
cigar
often swept up off the floor of a cigarette company.
Really?
Right. Yeah, sometimes, depending on what you buy. And so that's that. And I just think it's unbelievably ridiculous to charge $10 in tax on anything, especially when that's more than most cigars cost. Certainly more than anyone would usually pay for one on average. And
What would you do, Puke, as a cigar smoker if this, let's just presume the $10 tax comes down, or maybe even a $5 tax, per cigar? What would you do?
I would either stop buying or find them somewhere else. If somebody was on the street and he was like, I've got cigars here from the Dominican Republic, and you know, I knew what they were, then I'd buy them and skip the tax.
Well,
I wonder whether you'd pay the money.
I wonder whether, you know, then the black marketers would likely be trying to counterfeit these cigars, and they'd be selling American cigars as Dominican
Good
ones,
point.
Dominican ones as Cuban ones.
That's actually what has happened with the Cubans. They're actually counterfeit Cubans cigars
sure.
that you can buy in Mexico.
Interesting.
And I also wanted to comment on something else. I found a story. You guys have been talking about the military the last couple of days.
Yeah.
And our tax dollars are going to great work. The Army... well, the taxpayers have funded a new little propaganda machine where the Army developed this video game called America's Army.
Yes, I played it. It's awful.
Right. Well, I found out today that they are actually going to make arcade machines out of that game.
Ugh.
Yeah, and here's a great line from the end of this little press release on the actual website. The very last sentence is, the partnership, which encompasses the development and manufacturing of an official U.S. Army game for the arcade market, will create a new communication channel with young Americans. Yeah, so that's how you say propaganda to go kill people is communication channel with young Americans.
Yeah, that's true.
So I just find that sick. And it will cost you 50 cents to play each game,
oh,
even
really?
Though you're going to pay it. Taxes to build the things, you know.
Well, they don't have to worry about you know, it being profitable or anything like that. I suspect they'll even pay bar owners to for the little space that they put it. Video games yeah. aren't nearly as popular as they were when I was growing up.
What do you mean? It's a multi-billion-dollar industry
oh,
today.
Pardon me.
Well,
stand
what
up.
You mean as arcade
money paid arcade games is what I
don't
I mean.
Know, man. How do you? Where do you get that information from? Is it just your personal
Real
feeling?
Real life. I'm telling you that every mall, every convenience store, every place in the 80s had a video game or five, and then there were these places called arcades. Just, you know, there was 50 video games in these places. Where are you going to go to find that now? Almost no place.
Arcades are dying.
Interesting.
I've read that, too, because you have console systems and PC games that are, you know, so much
better.
And you can sit in your home and play them instead
That's
of...
That's a good point. Duke, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Thanks for bringing that up. The America's Army arcade game, or excuse me, the computer game, they distribute for free, taxpayer funded. I'm surprised they're going to charge for this in the arcades. We'll come back with more. Hour two, I want to look at this concept a little bit more, this propaganda game. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.